Hello, I am Janneke. This talk is about GNU-mess and the ongoing effort to remove all the binaries that we inject into our free software stack. At the end of my talk, I hope you have learned what bootstrapping is all about. Richard Stallman is helping us understand that software freedom is a human right. If we lose one of these rights, it becomes much harder to maintain our freedom. Every time you say free software instead of open source, for example, you are already helping. We need to care for our free software rights. If we neglect bootstrappability, or if we lose it, we also lose freedom of our computing. To crack the chicken and egg problem that bootstrapping is, I wrote GNU-mess. MessCC is a C99 compiler written in a subset of Guile's scheme and comes with Mess, a scheme interpreter, to run it. The Stage Zero project is an amazing bootstrap story. It all starts with a 357-byte well-audited binary, hex 0. And as some of you may have heard, we did it! When I started this 5 years ago, my youngest daughter was a big Messi and FC Barcelona fan. That inspired me while I was working on MessCC. GNU-mess can now be built by M2Planet and thus bootstrapped from these initial 357 bytes. In the 80s, Ken Thompson showed us in his Turing lecture that we were having a big problem in computing. His message has mostly been ignored. Every day we are becoming more dependent on more and larger binaries to create our free software systems. The importance to stop this trend was evident to Bitcoin developer Carl Dong of Chaincode Labs. I warmly recommend his talk he gave at the Breaking Bitcoin conference in 2019. It will only take 18 minutes of your time. Carl Dong explains that Bitcoin, driven by the wish to provide secure Bitcoin downloads, have implemented Gideon, a system that uses reproducible builds. So what is a bootstrap? Let's say you wrote the first ever GNU-CC compiler, and you wrote it in C. It is impossible to compile this C source code into an executable GCC program. Ah, but that's just like making yogurt. Use fresh milk and just add some yogurt leftover from yesterday. And using this insight, we can now create our second GCC. We take fresh, security audited milk. We publish the recipe so that others may verify the result. And lo and behold, your second compiler exactly matches ours, as long as you follow our recipe and use the exact same first compiler. Then everyone is just as bug-free and secure as our shared first compiler was. Reproducibility is no substitute for bootstrappability. And while bug-free source code remains important, we need something else. Enter GNU Geeks. In Geeks, we implemented the full source bootstrap. So we are very excited that NLNet provided a grant to make that possible. To make GNU-mess ready for M2Planet, we first removed all preprocessor statements, then switched from SIGP-like number-based cells to pointer-based cells. An interesting operation, notably for the garbage collector. Then, we rewrote all non-supported C constructs for M2 Planet in a way that GCC also still likes them. Notice how easy it sounds now that it has all been done. On to integrate this new mess into Geeks. On the WIP full source bootstrap branch, this is what the bottom of the graph looks like. I think a generated graph like this is very cool. An introduction worked probably better when we remove some detail. Stage 0 was a big inspiration to start working on mess to address bootstrappability. The first stage creates the Hex 1 assembler from the initial Hex 0 seed. It is the binary form of an ASCII equivalent. Therefore, we can bless it as source and have our full source bootstrap. Hex 1 is just a bit richer than Hex 0, but not a language to write big programs in. The second stage builds the Hex 2 linker, the M1 macro assembler, and M2 Planet. The third stage builds mess and the messc library. After mess, we build a bootstrappable fork of TinyCC that we maintain ourselves. From mess onwards, we need a shell. We use gash with gash utils and cheat just a bit by running them on bootstrap Kyle, the driver we need anyway for Geeks. In the future, we would like to run gash and gash utils on mess. You will forgive us this little lie. Any shell with utilities will do fine here anyway. From TCC, it then goes up via ancient bin utils and glibc versions to GCC. You may notice that most of the packages in this graph are unmaintained, and that is a problem. Anyway, this brings us to a full GNU Linux system that is bootstrapped from 357 bytes. Anything else that we've forgotten? When building a package on Geeks, the trusted computing base includes the build daemon and the Linux kernel. Ludovic Gourtès has built a package in the initial run disk, thereby removing the build daemon from the trusted computing base. An obvious next step is Linux. Mess version 0.22 now runs on the herd. A microkernel is another possibility to reduce the trusted computing base. Last year, GNU Geeks has made it very easy to run the herd in a VM, a so-called child herd. Apart from such real big plans, there's lots of fun work ahead. Let's find some time and money for that. At the start of this talk, I showed this image with Richard's views on free software. Have I strayed too far when I reinterpret this as freedom of computing? If we have free software and our binaries are compromised, do we really have freedom of computing? Can we enjoy this human right? When GNU Geeks started, GCC could be bootstrapped by any C compiler. 4 years later, when GNU Mess started, GCC also needed C++. Ensuring bootstrappability would only require for GCC developers to continue maintaining 4.6 or 4.7. After 4 years of work, we can now bootstrap GCC 4.7. But our target is moving. Is it moving faster than we are? I call upon you to understand the problem of bootstrapping, to contemplate on where we are and where we are going, and to decide where you would really want to go. Are we doing this only to counter the trusting trust attack? I am not sure. I think that building from source is the proper way to do computing. And the trusting trust attack is only a symptom of confusing a binary substitute with the compilation of source code. Apparently, Bitcoin users rather have more control over what their computer does when it handles money. So it seems to me that our choices are simple. Raise awareness and slay this dragon together, or sit back and place our bets on what the apocalypse will look like. I mean, why bother? I'm betting heavily on climate change. For the record, that was a joke. I am very grateful for getting so much help and seeing this crazy project grow. That's all, folks.